Welcome to another All Business Podcast. This is Ted Schubel. Thank you for bringing us up on your phone or your computer or wherever you are listening. We talk with area business owners here, the people that make the region work. When we come back, we're all business.
The All Business Podcast is supported by Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Most folks who work here love living here, and that makes a difference. At Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com, they're proud to work the hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com makes it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. And if you're looking for a good local job, search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We're at 14 Enterprise Court in Stafford off of Route 1, Calypso Kennels. Lori Hayes here. How'd you get involved with dogs and animals?
Well, thanks so much, Ted, for coming this morning. I really appreciate it. We started back in 1990, honestly. It was a dream of my brother's to own a boarding kennel, which seems a little random. But he really felt, had a big passion for taking care of dogs, had gone to school for veterinary technician, worked in an emergency clinic, that sort of thing, and really wanted to branch out and become an entrepreneur in this field. And back then, there wasn't a lot of competition in that. It wasn't a huge industry back in 1990. So he came up with a business plan and built Calypso Kennels. My parents and him really started this from literally the ground up. I remember going around looking for land for the building, and they found the land here in Stafford and started building the building that year. He also did some professional handling of dogs for dog shows. Our family was always a big golden retriever family. And you'll see this picture here of Calypso Joe. That is the namesake of the kennel. Calypso Joe was one of my brother Jeff's show dogs, extremely successful in the show ring, wonderful dog. And so Joe really, you know, was part of this building for so long, and that's where Calypso came from.
I've been trying to figure out where the name came from. It's from the dog.
Yeah, it's from a dog, but Calypso also, if you remember Jacques Cousteau, do you remember Jacques Cousteau? My brother was a huge Jacques Cousteau fan, and his boat was named Calypso.
Yeah.
So it's kind of got a couple of different meanings, really, but so our family has owned and operated the building or this business since 1990. I joined him about 5 years ago as a partner with him and general manager, and kind of oversee the day-to-day business here.
There is a lot to oversee. Until we walk through here, I don't know that I really fully understood all the day-to-day that happens here.
Yeah, it is a lot, and there's a lot of details. I think that a lot of people think, well, how hard can this be? You're taking care of dogs, right? But when you think about it, each one of these pets are somebody's baby. So it's a heavy responsibility to have. And believe me, every time they walk in that door with their pet, you know, we have to make sure that we understand every single thing that's going on with that dog or cat or any other. You know, we also will board some exotics. So we have to make sure that we know the feeding schedule, any allergies, what their personality is like, are they on any medications, you know, just a myriad of things. I mean, it really is something that you can't take lightly, and we don't take lightly here. We're very committed to, as our tagline is, providing the best care for your best friend. That is what we live by here.
Well, it shows. I mean, you have to know specifics, and the person dropping their animal off here has to be sure they communicate that with you, because the dog or the cat aren't going to be able to.
Well, absolutely, and that's really the most important thing. You know, a lot of people, when they call, they want to make that reservation really fast. And we have to kind of slow down that process and really ask them about things, because it might be something that to them is not an important element, but to us that makes all the difference in the world. If we know that you know, a dog may you know, be shy at first, then we can put them in a situation where they're not feeling apprehensive about being here. So we really try and learn everything we can about that pet physically and mentally so that we know how to best care for them. We have a variety of accommodations here, and we really do, we have that because not every pet, it's not a cookie cutter. You know, it's not something that we can say every pet is great in our standard run, or every pet would be great in our senior area, or in our suites, or in our extra large area. You know, we really develop the kennel to have different types of accommodations because they're all individuals, every single one of them. They have their own personalities.
Boy, and when you talk about a place that's 24/7, you really are 24/7.
Yeah. I mean, it is 24/7. We do two different shifts here. And now I will tell you, you come in here during the evening and we're feeding, or whatever, during the morning and we're feeding, and everybody's barking because they see, you know, if they know it's dinner or breakfast time. But as soon as we're done with feeding and we've got the bedding down and they're settled in for the night, you could hear a pin drop in here. I mean, we're in a quiet section of the kennel right now, but if we went back to where the majority of our guests are, it can be noisy.
I was going to ask you that, because when we walked through there, it was really loud, and I like how you called them guests.
Yes. Well, they are guests. They are our clients. It is not about us here. It is about them. And, you know, we're the stewards of their care while their owners are away. And like I've said, you know, this is something we take very seriously.
What a service you provide, though, because for people, whether it's for whatever the situation is, sometimes you run into something and you need a Calypso Kennels.
Absolutely. And, you know, we will accept any breeder temperament here, so we can handle, you know, a dog that may not be very good with other dogs, or maybe they're not great with people. Just because that's part of their personality doesn't mean that they don't deserve the best care. And so we can handle that because of the way that we're set up with the indoor-outdoor runs, as I showed you. You know, it's very easy. But one of the things that I think does sort of make us different from some other places is that we don't really believe in group type of play. Everything we do here is individualized care. We think it's safer. We feel that a lot of pets, when they're put in a position where they're in a big group of other dogs, they can feel not so great. And our goal is for every single one of our guests to leave here healthy and happy and feel like they were cared for their own needs and not in a group. They certainly do get stimulation here. They can see, they can smell, they can bark, they can whatever, you know. Yeah. They can be dogs, but it's really about safety here. And we know that a lot of people do in-house care, and certainly that's an element that some people can choose. But here, you know, you're guaranteed that your dog will be fed, your dog will have water, your dog will have bedding and be cared for. And whereas if you had somebody come into your home, you know, what reassurances really do you have on that front?
No, you don't. I was going to say there are times you hear of situations, you know, you come home and there's no water,
right?
Or you come home and you know, they don't stop drinking water, and you start thinking, how much water have they had while I've been gone?
Right. And you know, certainly that's an element that if that's something that's best for their pet, then that's great. But we always encourage people to come and see us and take a tour, talk to us about your pet, whether it's a cat or a dog. and see if we're the right fit. You know, our goal is really to make sure that we're a good fit for your pet, so that they can get the care that they need. And if they do that and they need us, then they're not so stressed about not, you know, being in a position where they have to make a decision because they don't have any other options. So we always tell people, come out and see us. We have a policy that you can walk in the door at any point in time that we're open, our reception is open, and ask for a tour. You don't have to set up an appointment. You don't need to, you know, be pre-announced. You can come in here. You can see us cleaning, doing our cleaning process, feeding process, whatever makes you comfortable.
Lori Hayes here. We're all business this week. It's Calypso Kennels, 14 Enterprise Court in Stafford. If someone wants to look at your website or find out more, what's the best way to do that, Lori?
It's Calypso Kennels. It's Calypso Kennels.com. We have a lot of information on our website. You can certainly call us at 540-720-0050 and stop by. Come by and see us.
With the holidays coming up, I guess for a place like Calypso, don't wait until the last minute. Think ahead, and this is, I guess, the time to start doing that.
Absolutely. We are booking now for Thanksgiving and Christmas, yeah. And we will get full. So we really encourage people to book early. That way also we can also make sure that they have the correct vaccinations that they need to be with us, and we can kind of fill you in on the services that we offer, because we offer a lot of amenities as well, and we also have a full service grooming salon. So, you know, and we will take outside grooms. If you're not staying here and you just want to have your dog groomed, we will certainly do that as well. But book early, because we do get full, and we'd love to have your pets here.
Boy, a lot goes on here. I mean, there's not many days, I guess, where there's not a lot of activity going on with the grooming and all.
It is a lot of activity. It's a lot of activity, but it's a lot of fun too. I mean, it's very interesting to see the different breeds of dogs and cats and other animals that we've also boarded. We've had a pig board here. We've also had birds, yeah. And a hedgehog and different things of that nature. So if you have an exotic, you know, and you need some care, we're certainly capable of doing that as well.
You seem to really like what you do.
I do. This is a labor of love. You cannot be in this business and be complacent and not have passion, because, you know, these are living beings. And, you know, I often say they're people, and then I catch myself, but really they are our guests. They are our guests, and it's up to us to show them the care and the love that they deserve. And so every single person that works here is passionate. They have to be.
Yeah.
You have to be. And you can't just sort of come in and go through the motions. You have to be very attached to details.
Well, Lori, you seem like the kind of person that if an animal comes in here, especially one that might be a little bit cowering and afraid, that it would be a great victory for you when that dog goes home to have come out of its shell, so to speak.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting, because this, I often tell clients, this is sort of like we're running kind of a hotel, yeah, resort, right? So I will, you know, we'll see how the pets are doing in their individual accommodations. And then if there is, you know, if they seem to not be doing great, we might switch them around to a quieter area or something of that nature. You know, just really looking at them as an individual to make sure that they're having a good time. And then the other thing that we do is when the guest checks out, we do give the owner a guest reflection that will tell them how they did on their visit. It is our goal to be completely honest with, yeah, them about that. If we felt that this wasn't a good fit for them, we're going to tell the owner. Because this is not, you know, we're in the business of doing the right thing by our guests, not just, you know, having them here. So we're very committed to that.
I'm sure you have situations where people will, do they call you and check in on their, you know, just to see how the animal's doing?
Absolutely. Our Facebook page is primarily devoted to posting pictures of pets every day that are here. Because, you know, if you think about it, I know when I'm away, I'm probably our worst client, meaning that I'm pretty high maintenance. But I want to know, you know, has my dog had anything, you know, are they eating? Are they going to the bathroom regularly? How's their disposition? You know, what's happening? That sort of thing. And so we give them that information when they pick up as well. And we also tell them, you know, if we think that a different accommodation might be better for them, then maybe we'll say, you know, I think they felt a little alone in that suite. They kind of want to be where the party's at, you know? Yeah. Maybe go to the standard run next time. We're going to give them that feedback because I think that's what they deserve, you know? When they're here, we're their voice, you know? And so, and people will check, they're welcome to call us and check in on their dog or cat or any other pet that they have here. We'll post pictures on Facebook. We can also be reached via Facebook Messenger if they're not able to call and maybe, you know, in a different country where they're on a different time zone. So we encourage that for sure. You know, when they're here, don't be worried. Call us.
What a great use for Facebook, though, to be able, it would be fun to be able to, you know, in my case, I'd look and say, hey, there's Rocky.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and people really depend on that. I mean, they really depend on that. And we like to do it because it's in, you know, we'll post videos sometimes or that. I've also thought of getting one of those GoPros and put them on, you know, just to see what it would look like. But yeah, people want to see pictures of their pets for sure. And so if you go on our Facebook page every day, you'll see pictures being posted.
You are making Facebook. This is how what Facebook should be. Instead of all the other nonsense on Facebook, you're putting it to great use.
Exactly. People love it, and it's a great medium for us to do that. And so we'll continue to do that going forward.
Well, just the fact that you can come in and look around, I think that because so many people are hesitant about what do I do, and like you say, like we talked earlier, rely on somebody, and sometimes you worry about that. Right. This is a good, safe alternative.
Absolutely. And, you know, the reason why we have an open door policy is as a consumer myself, if somebody told me I could only come and look at the accommodations between this time and this time, certainly I understand being in the industry that there are times that you're cleaning and you're doing things that, you know, maybe aren't as, you know, eye appealing as when you see the cute faces, you know. But at the same time, we want people to know that when they come in, this is how we function. This is what happens because we want them to feel 100% comfortable with the care, with what we're doing. And I think that us giving them the opportunity to say, hey, come in at any time that our reception area is open. Yeah. You know, we're open from 9 to 6 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday, and 4 to 9 on Sunday. So we're open, our reception area is open a pretty good amount of time. A lot of kennels are open just like a couple of hours in the morning, a couple of hours in the evening. And that's not the case here. So we invite people to come in and take a look around.
So I guess the check-in and check-out times for your guests are when those hours that you just mentioned?
That's true. We kind of function like a hotel would in that, you know, our check-in time, you can check in any time during that day that you're scheduled. Our check-out time is noon because we kind of have to have some sort of a cutoff type of deal. So we check out at noon. Certainly there are people that say, hey, look, I can't get there till 4. That's fine. It does roll over into another day. But a lot of times what people will do is they'll take the opportunity when their pet is here to go ahead and do grooming as well. And so, you know, they may want to have their dog groomed that day, which is great because, like I said, we have a full-service groom salon here. So we're really full service.
Well, there a lot goes on here. A lot goes on here, but just between your guests and the grooming. Do people also who have certain jobs, who have long hours during the day, just do like a daycare kind of thing?
We do daycare as well. Now our daycare is different from a group daycare, as I had mentioned before. That's not a model we really want to get into. So our daycare is individual. That means that they would have their own accommodation, and then they're offered two play times a day, and it's one-on-one with our staff member. So when they're out in our play yards, you know, they're 100% getting attention from a person, you know, whether it's they want to play ball, they want to play frisbee, they want to just sniff around. You know, it's really about them. It's not about us. And so when they go out there and they're playing, you know, that's what they get to do. You know, we also would feed them whatever you know, if the client wanted us to feed their food, or we have a maintenance kibble here mm-hmm. that we would offer. But, you know, we're really tailored to each of our guests. So if somebody comes in and they're feeding a raw diet, you know, we'd be happy to do that. We have refrigeration, we can do that, you know. Or if they have a specific medication that needs to be given, you know, we give medications at no additional charge too.
And again, with the holidays coming up, think about this and don't wait, or you're going to want to make an appointment and you're going to, or a reservation, and you're going to be filled up.
Absolutely. And we really encourage people, come and see us prior to needing to use us. We want you to come in. If we can get your pet's file set up with all of the intricacies of what they need, it makes it much easier than if you all of a sudden need to go out of town and you're in a rush and details get, you know, you forget to tell us something. We want to get that set up. So we really encourage people to come in and take that tour. We'll spend as much time as you need with us to get you to feel comfortable about how it is. The other thing that some people do is if they have a trip planned and they're not so sure, maybe their dog has never boarded or their cat has never boarded before, they'll say, well, I want to bring them in for a day, or I want to bring them in for an overnight and just test it out to see how it is. If they are not doing well here, we would tell them, you know, this is not the right venue. But by and large, I mean, most people that come in and have their dog do a daycare or have their dog do an overnight, they find that, you know, it really helps them too, that, oh, okay, now I can go away for a week and I'm not worried about them thinking, you know, I'm gone or I'm not coming back. They really live in the moment. And you know, it's something that it's an option for owners to do so that they feel more confident about leaving them here.
CalypsoKennels.com, you said, was the website?
Yes, CalypsoKennels, kennels.com. That's our website. We're on Facebook as well. And you can give us a call at any time, too, just to ask questions. And of course, come in and tour. I can't say that enough. I really want people to come in and see our facility. We're very proud of it.
We're at 14 Enterprise Court for All Business. Lori Hayes, Calypso Kennels. Lori, I want to continue this because there are other topics, but we will do it another time. But thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks for coming out. I really appreciate it.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please link, comment, and subscribe. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. You can also find us on Channel B Online at b1015.com, keyword podcasts. If you'd like to talk about your business, I want to hear from you. Ted at WFVARadio.com, the best way to get in touch with me. Ted at WFVARadio.com. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Until next time, when again, we are all business.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the host and guests on this podcast are their own and not necessarily those of Centennial Broadcasting.